The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Hello and happy Friday to you. This is another episode of Grace in Focus. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you for tuning in on your smart speaker or your radio. We're so happy to have you along for the ride. Now, we're taking questions from listeners not so unlike yourself. How do listeners get a hold of us? Well, it's through email. And you can do exactly that by sending us an email, radio@faithalone.org. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, before we get to today's discussion, I'd like to remind you that our National Bible Conference is coming up. You probably have heard about this. The National Bible Conference of the Grace Evangelical Society is a great time to take a deep dive into God's Word and fellowship with other like-minded believers. It's something I look forward to every year, and I look forward to meeting you there. You can find out all about it by going to faithalone.org and clicking on events. Well, let's go right to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Okay, here we are. Back
here
to,
we are.
Here we are.
Yes. Welcome, Sean.
Are you here?
I'm here.
I'm here. I have my Keurig coffee. We're not being sponsored by Keurig. I'm just saying that's what I have in my cup here.
Who is sponsoring this hour?
No one. No one. Who sponsors it? The people listening.
They do.
Honestly. Actually, we're about to upgrade our equipment, and it's going to cost us, I don't know, maybe $2,000 or $3,000 to upgrade the equipment.
Where? What do you mean we're going to upgrade our equipment?
All
this
of
stuff
this.
Is fine.
I was talking to our radio guy. Danny was
come
like,
on.
Danny was like, it's a miracle that I think this board here, he says, it's a miracle that that's still working.
Come on, Sean.
Yes.
We can.
And then we're starting
a second.
We're starting a second podcast with Ken and Catherine.
Yeah.
They're going to have kind of more of a Bible exposition podcast, and I'm buying their equipment, and that'll be another a little over $1,000 for them, plus other stuff. But why can we do that? Because people support
us.
So thank you very much for supporting us.
Do know that we are pinching every penny that we can. At least I'm pinching.
I have to unpinch you to get the pennies.
You do.
To get this. To get
by the way,
this
did
stuff.
You know, Sean, I'm training for another marathon?
I've heard that here
yes.
and there. How's it going?
Well, last Saturday I did 18 miles in 4 hours and about 15 minutes.
Oh, man.
And I'm basically just about there. I got three more weeks, 19, 20, 21 miles on Saturday. And
oh,
then,
man.
Actually, I think this race walking business kind of helps extend my life. I feel better when I train for marathons.
Well, you're in much better shape than a lot of people.
Yeah,
age.
You know, I'll be 70 in May, so I'm doing this kind of. I wanted to wait till my birthday and say when I was 70, I did a marathon, and I thought, it's okay, do it early because I don't want to do a marathon in the summer in Dallas.
Oh no, you definitely don't want to do that. All right, let's see if we can get some questions answered here. Okay, here's a, let's see, this is a, looks like it's a probably simple one, from Dan.
I love simple one.
He says, thank you for opening the door for a much deeper understanding of the Bible. Through you, for the first time since being born again, I've been comfortable with my journey as a Christian. Well, we're glad to be able to help you.
Amen.
With that. Once you're sure you have eternal life and your relationship is established by grace, and you can never, ever lose your eternal. That makes the Christian life so much different than if you're like never sure and you think you need to earn it by works and you're never sure if you're elect or not. And it takes away a lot of the uncertainty.
Right. You know, the other thing is that really isn't the Christian life.
But here's his question. There aren't any close Free Grace churches, but there are Calvary Chapel churches. It seems to me the two are closely aligned in their belief systems. Is that an accurate statement? Actually, it's very interesting, Dan, because I was thinking about visiting a local Calvary Chapel church that I found out about because of the website. I checked their website and I checked their statement of faith, and it seemed like they're very clear about faith apart from works, and they're very clear that you're secure forever. And they even emphasize premillennialism and pre-tribute. At least this one does. I don't know about the denomination
right.
as a whole. And I thought, maybe this is a possibility. It's a possibility. But I don't know, is there a variety? I think there's a variety within Calvary Chapels, right?
That's been my experience. Who wrote the book, The Dark Side of Calvinism, or The Other Side of Calvinism?
Bryce, it's our friend Bryson.
George Bryson. And George Bryson is associated with Calvary Chapel, and he's a grace man. And
spoke at our conference.
He spoke at our conference. my experience with Calvary chapels is some of their pastors are either free grace or free grace friendly.
Yeah.
And some of them are not. It's a mixed bag.
Yeah.
You know, I would say to Dan, check it out. One good way to start is what you did, Sean.
Yeah.
Look at their website. If the website says you got to commit your life and you got to follow him and you got to turn from your sins, then that's not a good sign. I mean, it's possible the pastor's going to preach contrary to their doctrinal statement, but not most likely.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if the doctrinal statement is kind of wishy-washy, so it's generic and you can't really tell what they believe, well, that's a little bit concerning. But if the doctrinal statement is pretty clear, then that's helpful. Now, oftentimes, like you say, a Calvary chapel may be solid on dispensationalism and the pre-trib rapture and the millennium and things like that. And they may not be so clear on free grace issues, and you've got to look into that. And some of them, you know, have more influence of the sign gifts and things like that than others.
Right.
Some are going to have very little, if any, and some are going to have more.
Right.
But having said all that, I have found some of the Calvary chapels sympathetic to the free grace position.
If not free grace, at least free grace friendly or sympathetic.
Yeah.
But then also don't feel afraid to check out Plymouth Brethren circles, same thing. There's going to be a mixed bag, but you might find some that are more free grace friendly than others. Also, Baptist circles. If you can find one that they affirm, they're strong in faith alone and they affirm eternal security.
And
a lot of them are dispensational.
And E-Free churches, evangelical free churches.
E-Free also, you might find some free grace people there. So look around. Don't just limit yourself to Calvary Chapel, although I'm with you. I'm going to go visit one and I don't know. We'll see. My real heart's desire is to start a home fellowship, a house church. I do that with my kids every other week, and they love house church. I don't know if they love house church because it's shorter than regular church and there's no driving involved. I don't know. I get into good discussions with them, and we read scripture together. We read some prayers together, and they get to answer questions and stuff. So I don't know. Think about, Dan, think about going house church.
And my guess is your children will remember your house church meetings on into adulthood.
But anyways, I hear you, Dan. I hope you find a fellowship that's good for you. Here's a question from Chad, Galatians 5:24.
Well, right. You know, his name is a country.
It is a country.
Yeah.
Is Chad a biblical name or not?
I can't. I'll tell you, J.B. Bond would know. If we were doing Bible trivia,
oh, man, he would
go, oh, that's in 2 Chronicles 13:24.
If I had my phone, I could check it out.
Guy named Chad.
I don't have it on me. All right, 5:24. Let me just read it.
What 5? John?
Sorry, Galatians.
Oh, Galatians 5:24. Okay.
Says, and those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Chad's question is, this verse seems to imply that one must crucify the flesh in order to belong to Christ and not be condemned. What are your thoughts?
Interesting question, Chad. And I think one thing you want to do whenever you're doing Bible study is to look at the use of the same words or phrases either in the same book or by the same author. So, for example, in Galatians 5:24, do we have anything about crucifying the flesh in the book of Galatians or in all of Paul's letters? And, well, one simple answer is yes. If you look back at Galatians 2:20, which is, you know, one of many people's life verses.
Yeah.
Could you read that one, Sean?
I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Now, that's a great sanctification verse, right? And it's basically saying that the reason we're able to live for Christ is because I've already been crucified with Christ. And notice he does talk about the flesh later on in the verse.
Yeah.
So when you get to chapter 5 and verse 24, I think it's looking back to 2:20. The big question is, why in 5:24 does he say those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires? Active voice. Whereas in Galatians 2:20, we're not the ones who do it. I have been crucified with Christ.
Yeah, that's more.
So there, God more like is doing it.
Sounds more like a positional. Well, 2:20 is a position,
right?
That believers have.
I think also that 5:24 is as well.
Okay.
Because it's hard to say in what sense have we crucified the flesh with its passions and desires, unless what 524 could be saying, notice the who are italicized in the English text.
Yeah.
When you look in 524 in the Greek, it literally says, the ones of Christ have crucified the flesh.
Uh-huh.
The ones of Christ.
Yeah.
And the New King James translators supply who are Christ.
Yeah.
But it would be better if you're going to put in who are of Christ.
Uh-huh.
I think this may well be an experiential reference to what it was positional in Galatians 2:20.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you notice the next verse, verse 25, if we live in the Spirit,
yeah,
that's positional.
Yeah.
But he goes on to say, let us also walk in the Spirit. So
yeah,
that is the experiential part.
Okay, so we're made alive.
Right.
Now walk.
Right.
Walk in that.
And so I think verse 24 may be parallel to verse 25 with the walking in the Spirit.
Okay.
Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying. That would be one who was not crucifying the flesh,
yeah,
with its passions and desires. And if you go back in the context, he talks about the deeds of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit.
Right.
And clearly what he's saying is we're not to follow the deeds of the flesh, but the fruit of the Spirit. In Galatians, the fleshly inclination is the legalist. It's not the person who's saying, I'm rebelling against God. It's the person who's saying, I'm holier than everybody else because I keep the law and I've been circumcised and I'm doing all these things.
Yeah.
So I think, Dan, that what this verse is saying is Galatians 2:20, God's already crucified us with Christ. Galatians 5:24 could be repeating that, but more likely this is the experiential aspect. Those who are of Christ, meaning we're walking with Christ, we're walking in the Spirit, are those who have, in their experience, put to death these fleshly deeds.
All right. Well, there you go, Chad. I'm sure we have some articles somewhere. Check out Galatians 5:24 at faithalone.org.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Would you like to grow and mature in your understanding of Scripture? Well, that's our mission for you. And one of the best ways to do that, we think, is for you to come to our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org, and get involved. We've got free daily blog posts that if you get subscribed, completely hassle-free, they'll show up in your inbox. Those that read them are enriched on a daily basis. So come visit us at faithalone.org. You may be interested in becoming a financial partner with the Grace Evangelical Society, the organization that puts on this radio show. You can find out how to do that and give tax-deductible gifts at faithalone.org. Maybe you have a question or a comment or some feedback, and if you do, that's great. We would love to hear from you. So here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. You can get us day or night, radio@faithalone.org. We hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we look forward to seeing you on Monday. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.